looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
And, well, we're joined by cricket royalty. England all out for 147. Rain's delayed play. The covers are on. So a great performance by the Australia's bowlers, in particular by Perfect Pat. I mean, the captain, Pat Cummins, who got a 5-wicket haul, captain of the side, and well done to Pat Cummins. One man who just loves watching this because he was a wonderful player for Australia and he loved beating the Poms. And he joins me on the line. He's one of Queensland's favourite sporting sons and he's a cricket legend of this country. Matthew Hayden, welcome to Drive, mate.
Hello, mate. How are you going? What a day of cricket we've been seeing up here.
How about this? I mean, they win the toss, England. They decide to have a bat. Mm. I don't blame them for that. I think that you have to have a bat.
No.
But boy, they were in strife from the word go, from the very first ball.
Yeah, first ball. Stark. Typical of Stark, just honing in on the stumps. And Burns came way across his crease, Jimmy, and paid the price, thankfully, for Australia. It was a tough one, wasn't it? You know, I think as a captain, you were kind of on a bit of a hiding to nothing. And I was rubbing shoulders this morning with a few of the boys at before the start of play. And all of them, to a man, were basically, you know what, this is a great toss to lose. And as it turned out, you know, you never judge a wicket until two sides bat on it. 147 shouldn't be anywhere near enough. But these are quite unusual Gabba wickets. I would say that it's a typical Gabba green top.
Mm.
And there's been plenty of juice in it. And England have batted courageously to a point, but they just got their heart torn out with that new ball. Hazelwood was brilliant. Stark was brilliant. And obviously Pat Cummins, he mopped up the tail a bit, but he also got, you know, some huge wickets. Stokes, what about that ball? Around the wicket, fantastic. And then Hamid as well, who batted courageously for the entire session, then gets out the very first ball lunch.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How about Pat Cummins? I mean, you talk about dream days in your sporting career. Yeah. He goes out with the baggy green with the blazer on to toss the coin, first time captain, and then he comes back with a 5-wicket haul in the ultimate contest against the old enemy. It doesn't get much better than that.
What I also love about it is he's a boy from the bush. Like I just sense, you know, that country upbringing is something that's really special to regional Australia and in particular to the sort of clubhouse of Baggy Green Warriors over the years, that you get that flush of Australian heritage. And I think that's a big part of Pat's leadership. He's a very, very nice bloke. And I think, you know, that legacy has shone on for many Australian captains. That, you know, you think of yesterday, I had the privilege of watching the unveiling of Alan Border's statue up here outside the Gabba, the first for a cricketer. And, you know, you just can't get a more fitting unveiling of such a great legend, but also sort of carried that genesis of what it means to be Australian captain. And Pat fits that mould.
Mm.
You know, tough, uncompromising, but a gentleman of the game as well, and unusual because it's a fast bowler, right? And we don't often see that, but he is, really. And you won't hear me often say this, Jimmy, but it's full credit to the fast bowling cartel. He really does deserve his opportunity to captain our great country.
Quick one before I let you go. What's the atmosphere like there? I mean, the Barmy Army, not as big a numbers. I know it would have been fairly silent today, wouldn't they, after their pretty dismal performance with the bat?
There was a small contingency that were honouring a really nice partnership, you know, in the middle order there. Really, that was brilliant, you know, between Joss Butler, who came out, and Pope, you know, showed some good fighting spirit, put on a good little partnership, but otherwise silenced. Yeah, the St. George's Cross wasn't flying as it typically is here on non-COVID times. It was all underneath the Southern Cross We Stand stuff today. So hopefully more of that to come, Jimmy.
Absolutely. It was great to watch and well played to the Australians and our bowlers, and in particular Pat Cummins, who's the new captain, coming back with a 5-wicket haul. Absolutely fantastic performance. And we love chatting to you anytime on this program, so thanks for your time, Matt.
Yeah, absolute. My pleasure, mate.
Good on you. That's Australian cricket legend, Matt Hayden.